Thank you so much. See, I'm glad they invited you all. We all know this, right? If we put our hands together right here, and let's have a real party. What you want? Babe, I got it. What you need? You know I got it. Oh, man, it's for a little respect when you get home. A very dear and a very old friend of mine. We go back a very long way together. We used to sing gospel together, and he was a member of the world-famous Pilgrim Travelers. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Lou Rawls. My friend, Mr. Lou Rawls. Hi, Lou.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. It gives me great pride to introduce a friend tonight that I've known for quite a few years. Matter of fact, my first album back about years ago, recorded with him, Les McCann Trio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, welcome my friend who made my first album, Stormy Monday Blues, my man, Les McCann. We want to do something special for you here. Les just recorded an album. Here's the, they call it the African American National Anthem. I love that. But he invited me to do a song on the album with him. And the song that he's going to start off with is lift every voice and sing, and then I'm going to sing God Bless America. It's the best place to be. Piano at Father's Church in Detroit. And I gotta tell you, I was singing with a quartet out of Chicago. I was a kid myself, and we were kids. And Aretha was playing the piano. They had a little singer named Sammy Bryan. They were singing. Boy, she was a killer, too. And then one day, Aretha opened up her mouth and said, "Oops.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on here. What's going on?"
Listen, we knew she was a winner then. And I must say, it's a pleasure for me to introduce once again the queen of soul, my love, my baby, my sweetie pie, Aretha Franklin.
In a dump, my mama died, and my daddy got drunk.
Yeah,
he left me here to die, grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. Yeah, I grew up in a rusty shack. Everything I owned was hanging on my back.
Yeah.
The Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road, but it's my home. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only life that I have ever known.
It was Thank you. You like that? I'd like to do the next selection in honor of and in memory of our four mothers and fathers who so courageously graced the cotton fields from sunup to sundown, and whose descendants became the sharecroppers of the time. Grandmother's family was one of the many thousands. and I get sick. I get sick of trying. But I'm going out, a lonely man. Come on, ride with me a while.